Remember when you couldn't wait to be a senior? You ruled the school. Well, now you're a senior again, and this time it's just as good, if not better. Welcome to Senior Radio Buffalo, the local radio show dedicated to informing and educating baby boomers and active seniors all over Western New York. We'll talk about health and wellness, living options, navigating through legal and financial issues, as well as leisure and local activities here in Western New York. Brought to you by Danisco Strategic Group. And now, here's your host, Linda Pellegrino.
Back with you again here on Senior Radio, everyone. Linda Pellegrino, and Happy New Year, just in case I haven't wished that to you earlier, and it is going to be a happier new year. We've got a lot to look forward to. We've got the rest of our lives ahead of us. We want to do things better in our new year as a resolution, right, than we did the year before. And I have to tell you, if you have a beloved senior in your life who you are helping to care for, or maybe that beloved senior is you, you're going to be very interested in this segment. Because as you know, we're all about improving our lives, our quality of lives, and meeting the people here in Western New York who can help you find the answers you're looking for. Now, in this case, it's care for the seniors in our life. We are on the phone once again with the wonderful Roxanne Sorensen of Elder Care Solutions of Western New York, located right on Harlem Road, kind of going into Williamsville. Hello, Roxanne. Nice to have you back.
Hi, Linda. Thank you. Happy New Year.
Thank you. Thank you. Roxanne, I have to tell you, when I learned what your business was all about, and basically it's advocating and implementing services for older adults and caregivers, all I can think of right now is how complicated COVID has made all of this. If you work on our seniors' behalf to make sure they're going to get the services, they're going to get the care, they're going to move, let's say, to a place that's going to accommodate what their needs are, I can only imagine how tough this has been lately with COVID-19.
It has been. It's changed the demographic of our industry 100%. It's not an easy process. It never was an easy process, but it's really added several layers, not even one layer, several layers to how we look at putting a plan together. If, you know, you are someone who's at home and has home care, and that individual that's coming in gets COVID, now you're left without any aids. Do you mandate someone coming into your home have the vaccine? You can't really do that, or can you? You know, there's parameters to that. Going and seeing a loved one in a facility, anything from a retirement community to a nursing home, every day the rules change. Families don't know if they're coming or going, and what we really see is a lot of loneliness for those that are institutionalized and they can't see their family.
Right.
And then
right.
They don't recognize their family in some cases when they are starting to have visitation. It's really changed a lot of how we think about older adults and how to manage. Even in my own life, I've had to rethink how I deal with my mom and her situation.
And you know, folks, I'm hoping that this is making you think about your situation, because as Roxanne says, what happens is that people go into kind of a paralysis mode and they end up doing nothing, and that nothing equals loneliness and maybe even bad decisions. Now, if it's been a bit challenging for Roxanne through COVID, imagine what it would be like for you to try to make these decisions without having anybody on the inside to help you steer towards and away from certain situations. If you're trying to manage your own senior care or a loved one, what happens is that you don't do anything until there's a crisis. Mom is now in the hospital. Mom broke a hip. Mom's got COVID. Well, now what do we do? And there's no easy answer for that, except that you can call Roxanne Sorensen before this all happens to work with Roxanne and get a plan. So if this ever happens to you, the first call you make is to Roxanne, and then your plan gets put into action. Roxanne, I would sleep better nights after a conversation with you knowing that things will now start moving in the right direction and everybody will get the best care they could possibly get.
Thank you, Linda. I'm advocating for families to start thinking about those what ifs. I know we don't want to talk about them. I know we, you know, think our parents are, you know, superheroes. But at the same time, having just one meeting, one conversation, laying everything on the table so that you know the pros and the cons of the situation, and you're not coming to town in a crisis, or you're not having to leave your job because mom's not answering her phone. And I just think we stay stuck in that pretend mode that it's not going to happen to me situation when it is going to happen to us at some point. And I really do sit down with the loved ones and just let's talk. You don't even have to put any services in yet. But having at least a little basic knowledge of what is around you goes a long way, especially in a crisis.
Absolutely. Now, Roxanne is located at 4255 Harlem Road. That's Elder Care Solutions of Western New York. And I'm going to give you her number. It's 716-823-1476. That's 716-823-1476. Elder Care Solutions of Western New York. Over 25 years of experience, Roxanne, advocating and implementing services for older adults and caregivers. And you got into this business to take care of your own father.
I did. My parents are closing in on 80, and, you know, their health has been precarious. My dad's a Vietnam vet who's got some health issues due to Agent Orange, so he kind of started my cycle of wanting to do this privately, because I've been a social worker for a long time, and now I'm dealing with my mom. I've had all kinds of family members in my life that I've had to help, and friends and family and other colleagues, and really it's the reason Elder Care Solutions exists, is so we can help others.
And Roxanne, it's not just to move someone into a healthcare facility. Sometimes it's just implementing services that now all of a sudden you need, even on a short-term basis.
Absolutely. It's bringing in Meals on Wheels if that's what's necessary. Transportation, a lifeline device. I used to argue with my grandmother when she was alive. It took her 6 trips to the ER before she would listen to me to get a lifeline device. And, you know, sometimes you just have to do baby steps. And I will say this. Just today alone, Pam in our office took some phone call intakes. And out of 5 calls, 4 of them didn't have power of attorneys. Just simple documentation strategies are is a simplistic start that most people just say, oh, no, I don't need that yet. Well, there is no perfect age to say, oh, I'm 90, I should get it. It should be anyone over the age of 18. And then I look at the room and when the mom and dad don't have them, and I look to the children and say, well, do you have one? Well, no. Mm-hmm. So now you got 4 people in a room who are behind the 8-ball instead of being ahead of it. I mean, a power of attorney is essential. And if someone gets confused and can't make their needs known, how are you going to make those financial decisions for them?
Right. And as anybody will tell you who has walked this road, it is a nightmare. And you lose valuable time and you waste a lot of money that's going to go to the government because you don't have these steps in order. We want to get everybody moved up to that, to first base, okay?
Absolutely.
You go ahead, you have that conversation with Roxanne. Roxanne will tell you what you need at this age, and she'll ask you all about yourself and your situation, your living situation, so that if there were something to happen, instead of kind of running around with your chicken with your head cut off, I mean, it's traumatic anyway when someone gets hurt or someone gets COVID, but instead of making decisions where you don't really know what's coming up next, you just call Roxanne. I mean, what a way to find relief and to know that you've got an advocate on your side who knows the system.
I appreciate that, Linda. I think just, like I said, and advocacy, know what your limits are. And as a child myself of someone who's, you know, teetering on needing nursing home care, I need to be honest with my family and say what I can and can't do. There's no shame in that. It's okay if you can't do hands-on care, but you're willing to do something else, or you're the one that's going to take your loved one to the doctor, or just say, I can't do any of it. This is just not who I am. You know, your family would respect you more by being honest and putting a safe plan in place instead of assuming that, oh, my children are just going to take care of me. It doesn't really work like that.
No, it doesn't. And I can tell you from firsthand experience, when my dad first started getting sick, he's down in New Jersey with my mother. And unfortunately, he got sicker and sicker and then developed COVID. And he passed away in April. But while I was working with my sister down in New Jersey, all I kept thinking was, you know, if I had Roxanne Sorensen and Elder Care Solutions of Western New York down here in New Jersey, I could be making good decisions. I didn't have you down there, Roxanne, but we have you here, and that's so important that what you do doesn't even exist in certain areas, but it does here. And I want everybody who's within the sound of my voice to take advantage of your knowledge and to help them now before a crisis situation starts.
I agree with that. And, you know, the beauty of what we do is we are not location-based. So I get calls from all over the country from different family members who've moved away, and maybe mom and dad are here, or maybe they are out west, for example, and they want to move them here. Those things are not impossible. We just need a strategy. You know, I've moved people across country. I've moved them down south or back here to Buffalo. You know, a lot of what we do can be mimicked in other areas, and there's care managers throughout the United States that I've collaborated with. You don't have to feel alone just because you're not in Western New York. There are advocates out there, and we work jointly with every one of them because it's a team effort. You know, if it's a family, we have to talk to doctors and lawyers and financial planners and whoever else is involved. It shouldn't just be on one person's shoulders.
Absolutely. And if you're looking for her online, it's eldercarewny.com. That's eldercarewny.com. Roxanne Sorensen was the founder of Elder Care Solutions of Western New York. Roxanne will also be in touch with your attorneys to make sure everything is moving along the way you want it. But Roxanne, we're down to like the last minute and a half of this interview. Tell people what they can expect when they come to you for an interview.
Well, when they come in, we're going to talk about their medical needs, their psychosocial needs. We're going to talk about the living environment. Is it safe to be in their home or wherever they're living? We're going to talk about the financial, and then we're going to come up with all the strategies. You're going to walk out of here with enough information. Your head's probably going to spin a little bit wondering, where do I start? But we'll have a plan. We'll know where to start, and we'll go with the speed of what that person needs. We don't need to jump in full board all the time. Maybe, like I said, it's just simply implementing a lifeline. And it might be multiple meetings because mom and dad want to have a private conversation. They may not want to have it in front of their children, and that's okay. I encourage, however it's going to work for each individual family, is that's how we're going to work it. But the same premise is going to be across the board. There's going to be all those factors that we're going to look at to make sure that individual's needs are met.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And then to know that Roxanne is at the other end of the line to put everything in place, again, if all of a sudden you were to need those services, okay, whether it's a placement or whether it's help at home. We, as lay people, we don't have these answers. We love our seniors. We love, if it's a spouse, it could be anybody that is a senior. We need her information and we need her help to make sure we're getting all the services we need and deserve to keep us living as well as possible. Roxanne Sorensen, Elder Care Solutions of Western New York, 4255 Harlem Road. Call them today at 716-823-1476.
Drew's Estate Service will empty out your house for you. You got a house full of stuff, don't know where to start. We take care of it all, from junk to fine art. Whatever you got, we know what to do. We'll take it away and empty out your house for you. Andrew's Estate Service will empty out your house for you.
Start small and give us a call at 873-7440. That's 873-7440.
We know what to sell to get you some cash. We know what to save. We know what to trash. Whatever you got, we know what to do. We'll take it away and empty out your house for you. Andrew's Estate Service will empty out your house for you.
What does the RedShare treatment really mean for you? It means getting answers without having to jump through hoops. It means getting access to the care you need so you can put your mind at ease and getting more ways to stay active while also helping those in our community who really need it. What does the RedShare treatment mean? Having 1,000 local people who are all about your health. Learn more about independent health at redsharetreatment.com.
Senior Radio has become a valued resource to baby boomers and active seniors all over Western New York. Each week, we talk with local experts, bringing vital information on health and wellness, living options, legal and financial matters, along with leisure and local activities. If you or your organization would like to join me, Linda Pellegrino, on the show, message us at SeniorRadioBuffalo.com. That's SeniorRadioBuffalo.com to participate in this very relevant community resource. And be sure to tune in to Senior Radio Buffalo, Saturday mornings at 11 on WBEN. Hi, it's Linda Pellegrino, host of Senior Radio Buffalo. What if I told you could travel without the hassle of planning, navigating, or organizing your trip? Travel Brilliant and Senior Radio can make that happen. Join me on a once-in-a-lifetime trip through the Canadian Rockies on the famous Rocky Mountaineer. Rocky Mountaineer has elevated rail travel to match the grandeur of Western Canada's most majestic landscapes. But you must hurry. This trip is almost sold out, and there are limited seats left. May 2022 is the perfect time to join in our continuing adventures to experience Gold Leaf service while forging new friendships and memories over gourmet meals and awe-inspiring views from Vancouver Harborfront, Lake Louise, Banff, and finishing in Calgary. What's included in your Rocky Mountaineer vacation? Superior luxury hotel accommodations, ground transfers, all-day light train travel, breakfast daily, two lunches on board, daily sightseeing tours, national park pass, and much more. Time is running out. Contact Denise from Travel Brilliant today at 417-7824. That's 417-7824. We look forward to welcoming you aboard.
News Radio 930 AM WBEN.
Hi, everybody. Linda Pellegrino here with you on Senior Radio Buffalo. We have this date every week, as you know, and we also want to invite you to our Sunday show. Yeah, Aging Gracefully. And that's early. That's at like 6:30 in the morning. But we have a whole entirely different set of topics for that. But we enjoy having you there just the same. All right, we're going to be talking about something that I think is very important, and that is making the correct Medicare choice. Now, I say this because it is very important to your health that you pick the right plan for you. And your plan might be different from your husband's plan or from your friend's plan or from the plan that you had when you were working. And it's really, really important to get the right advice. Now, I will say that we're being bombarded with commercials from Jimmy Walker, Dynamite, the quarterback from the Jets, Joe Namath. I mean, a lot of legitimate people are really urging you to call these 800 numbers on TV to get, quote-unquote, things from Medicare that you're not getting now. And they make it very, very enticing. Hey, you could be getting money back. You could be doing this. Well, you know what? If for the people who have gone to Clarity Group, which is our local, incredible organization with four locations, over 24 agents, they don't charge you a dime, okay? You know that those ads are downright silly, misleading in many cases. And for anyone who is calling you on the phone, that is absolutely wrong, okay? Those who have gone to the Clarity Group have been counseled. You know that they know who you are, your doctors, and you know from the plan that you've gotten that you're not missing anything. So let's talk about how misleading some of that information is. With the folks from Clarity Group, we have Sally Steyer, who's president, Lisa Giancarlo, vice president, and Karen Olson, also vice president. So good morning, ladies. It's great to have you here.
Good morning.
Listen, Sally, the 800 number, they only have 30 seconds to try to get you to call. But there's an awful lot of information they're not telling you.
Yes, that's so true, Linda. I mean, those commercials make everything sound wonderful, talking about all these fabulous benefits they can get, whether it's, you know, extra dental or vision or over-the-counter products, money back in your Social Security check. But what they're not telling you is not every plan has all of those things. They might have some of those things, or they could have special requirements. Like there's plans that are only available to people that have both Medicare and Medicaid, mm-hmm, in order to get some of those benefits. sometimes you can. You get some extra money back in your Social Security check, which is something we can help people with. But usually in that case, you're giving up something else. And it depends. You have to look at the whole package when you're choosing a plan. You know, not just one feature that happened to be really appealing that they were pushing on you, because you don't know what you're giving up. And chances are, too, when you call these numbers, you're not speaking with someone local. They don't know our market. They don't know everything that's available. So they have to, and the first thing they want to know is what's your zip code, so they can go on their computer and look really quickly and see what's out there. So they don't know it off the top of their heads like our local people would.
Of course.
Like we do here.
Of course. Absolutely. Now, Karen, I understand that one of the first things they'll ask you is your Medicare number, and like your Social Security number, that's not necessary to be given out. In fact, as we all know, you never give out your Social Security number. But why are they asking you about what your Medicare number is?
You know, I've heard from so many people that have gotten a call or they've responded to the commercial by calling the 800 number, and the first thing they're asked is for their Medicare number, and the person on the other line is saying, I need your Medicare number so I can look up your doctors and your medications and the plans in the area. And Linda, that is totally false. Nobody should ever ask you for your Medicare number. Social Security doesn't ask anybody to call to get the Medicare number. Social Security just does not do that, and Medicare does not do that. You should never give out your Medicare number to anyone until you've actually met with that person and reviewed the plan with them so you understand the plan you're enrolling with. Then, yes, then the agent or the broker will need that Medicare number to get you enrolled in the plan that's a really good fit for you. So you have to be wary. And I know the commercials are on nonstop, and they're just bombarding you with all this information that, you know, and they just kind of wear you down. And then you think that they're legitimate, and really nobody should ever ask you for your Medicare number.
Right. And again, I want to just assure our audience, if you have already gone to Clarity Group, you're not missing a thing. They cover all the bases. Now, if you made the mistake and called one of those 800 numbers, first of all, if you call back, you'll never get the same person on the phone, and that should be a red flag to you. But if you've already called and now you're having second thoughts, Lisa, what can they do?
Well, they can give Clarity Group a call, and we'll see what we can do about fixing the problem, number one. And like Karen, you know, reviewed, you know, do not give them your red, white, and blue Medicare card ID number. That's the last thing you want to do, because even if you're not on the phone with them, they will use that and enroll you in something after you even get off the phone with them.
Oh.
So, and I have had that happen with my clients. And once they have that Medicare number, they will continually change your plan on you.
Wow.
So you really, really need to be careful. There's so many shady things going on out there and scams. You know, you really need to be careful. I've had two clients alone that have accidentally called them thinking they didn't want to bother me. And I'm like, that's what I'm here for all year round.
Right.
You should be bothering me, you know? So,
And also, Linda, I think I'd like to interject. You know, a lot of the folks that are on the other side of that phone number are agents who have quotas to beat.
Mm-hmm.
They have to get so many enrollments per week. And it's just a quick conversation. They throw a recording at you, and before you know it, they're enrolling you in a plan that you have no idea what you're enrolling in until you start getting your new member ID card and materials in the mail. And
wow.
That's when we start getting the calls, you know, like, you know, Lisa's right. I mean, we have had clients call us and say, I think I may have been enrolled in a plan. I called this 800 number, and, you know, and so we've had to rescue them.
They literally literally will prey on people. So please, even if you're taking care of your beloved seniors, make sure they're not inadvertently answering the phone and agreeing to these things. And then you're going to find out that all your work going forward with Medicare has been undone, and you've got some plan that you've never heard of that gave somebody a commission. This is why it's so important to trust Clarity Group. Thousands in Western New York have. Everybody has flocked over to Clarity Group before the open enrollment period ended December 7th. They are here. They are our neighbors and friends here in Western New York, four locations, and they stay open all year so they can answer your questions. You can come on in at any time and ask what might be changing. They'll let you know if something is changing in your plan, but you can be sure all the plans that they can show you, they can kind of help you narrow it down to what might be best for you. And what might be best for you, again, may not be the plan that your spouse takes or the plan that your friend takes. Everybody is different and they have different needs. So Clarity Group will whittle that down for you. They're not married to any one service, so they can, if you, let's say you're a kind of person who travels, maybe then that means it's a different type of Medicare that you want, so you're covered when you go out of town. The bottom line is Clarity Group is here. You never have to call an 800 number. Clarity Group, 716-393-3437, 716-393-3437, or claritygroupny.com. And remember, you always hear them on Senior Radio Buffalo. Senior Radio has become a valued resource to baby boomers and active seniors all over Western New York. Each week, we talk with local experts, bringing vital information on health and wellness, living options, legal and financial matters, along with leisure and local activities. If you or your organization would like to join me, Linda Pellegrino, on the show, message us at SeniorRadioBuffalo.com. That's SeniorRadioBuffalo.com to participate in this very relevant community resource. And be sure to tune in to Senior Radio Buffalo, Saturday mornings at 11 on WBEN.
From the WBEN Newsroom, I'm Tom Puckett. Here's what's happening. General Motors says it's investing $154 million into its Lockport plant. Senator Chuck Schumer says GM is committed to making electric cars in America, and GM is committed to keeping the jobs in Western New York. And that's not all.
Another thing I'm working on, by the way, is to get chips made here in America. The computer chips, which are so important to making our cars. As you know, there's a real shortage, and there have been temporary layoffs and things like that at auto plants throughout the country. We did all the research and designed the chips, and in fact, New York's a center of it. One of the leading centers is over in Albany. But we have a shortage of chips, great shortage. I think only 12% of the chips that modern cars use are made in America. We want to restore that.
Schumer says GM wants to make Western New York one of the centers of electric car manufacturing in the nation. From the WBEN Newsroom, I'm Tom Puckett.
Last week, I was at a senior center, and a fellow sitting next to me, he was probably about my age, and a woman walked over to him and said, "I hope you don't mind me telling you this, but there's a suppository in your ear." And she walked away, and the guy turned to me. He had a look of terror on his face, and I said, "What's wrong?" He says, "Now I know where my hearing aid went." Obviously, that was a joke.
And not a very good one.
Well, there's a lot of jokes about us, senior citizens, that is. But I have some positive news about being a senior citizen. When I learned some of the statistics regarding the current pandemic, I congratulate everybody listening to this broadcast, because in the area of mental health, we, that is, senior citizens, did much, much better than the age group between 35 and 55. And that's because of our advantage. What advantage, you're probably asking yourselves now. But I'll tell you, with the passing of the years, the average person gains wisdom. And wisdom breeds courage. And when I talk about courage, it doesn't necessarily mean that you don't have any fear. Courage means that you don't let fear stop you from living and enjoying your life. You know, us old people, we're just young people who've been around for a while, or in some cases, a very long time. And with time comes wisdom, and with wisdom comes courage. We have all lived through trying times, and I especially like this quote from Eleanor Roosevelt. You gain strength, courage, and confidence by every experience in which you really stop to look fear in the face. And that, my friends, is our advantage.
News Radio 930 AM WBEN.
Hello again, everyone. Linda Pellegrino back with you here on Senior Radio Buffalo. Thank you so much. You're so busy this time of year for fitting us in to your busy day. But, you know, I can promise you always that we have information that is just so worthy of taking a few minutes and listening, because sometimes our information can change your life, and I'd like to think it changes your life for the better. Case in point, we're speaking with the experts over at the Stamm Law Firm. We've got Brian and Brad Stamm standing by, and we also have Amanda Townsend, who's an estate planning and estate administrator. As I have told you before, they have well over, 13, 14 different attorneys over there who can help you in really all different facets of life. Sometimes you think, oh, well, this is a personal issue that I've got over here, or this is estate litigation, or maybe I need somebody to help me with my Medicare. Stamm can do it all. They have so many different wonderful attorneys who specialize in so many different things. So good morning, everybody, and it's really cool to have you back with us.
Good morning, Linda. It's great to be back.
You know,
great to be back, Linda.
Thank you so much. A lot of us are getting together for the holidays, and unfortunately, there's less of us all the time. And I don't want to be moribund about this, you know, or be down, but it's so important as life goes on and as things change is to have you folks working for us so you can help us navigate those tough times. And I'm talking about the fact that I know I'm going into the holidays missing a couple of members of my family who have passed away. This is when it is so important to have folks like you people standing by to help us navigate through this.
Linda, you said it absolutely correct. Navigating through the process. We talk about it a lot in our commercials and when we meet with clients, and that's really the procedure. And like you said, these conversations are not easy to have. It's not easy to call a lawyer's office, go in and meet, talk about your death or what's going to happen after you die and what's going to happen with your children or whomever. Those certainly are not easy conversations. But as we tell everybody, they're absolutely essential, because if you don't have that conversation and you don't engage in planning, so much of the things that you think are going to go somewhere may never go there. Or so many of the things you think you have in place may never be put into place. So that's why we're telling everybody, yeah, the conversation's tough, but I can promise you, you're going to enjoy the fact that you're going to learn this information, plan for your family and your loved ones, and you will feel better in the end. And Linda, like you said, the holiday time when families get together is the perfect time to be in mass with you, to talk about this stuff with each other. You know, if mom or dad or someone in the family might be, you know, having a health issue or things are going a little different, is a perfect time to say, hey, why don't we get some information? Why don't we set up a meeting? What can it hurt, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, with Zoom, you can have two people who are in town, and maybe you have a sibling who's out of town. You can all meet now via Zoom, so it's easier than ever, even if your people are out of town. You're right, guys. It's a hard conversation to have, but I can tell you it's harder if you don't have that conversation. My own dad passed of COVID this past April, and before he had, he was so confident that everything was taken care of for my mother and for my siblings. And then when we actually looked at the information, it was not. There were very, very important papers that never got signed. Just because they got sent to their house, they just put them away, not opening and reading them. And it caused a lot of issues down the road and a lot of headaches that I'm sure my father didn't mean for us to have, but they were necessary, you know, to be able now to get his estate in order. We're trying to to let people know that this happens all the time and it's so complicated if you don't check this ahead of time and put it all in order.
Linda, you know, it's interesting you say that about your own father. We even have close friends, some of whom have lawyers in their family, and then somebody passed away or somebody's in the hospital, and they say, oh, well, everything's taken care of. And I say, well, let me just take a look at the documents. And a lot of things aren't taken care of.
Mm-hmm.
And they just assume they were, or they're in mom's safe and must be signed. These weren't signed. They're not witnessed. Or they named a power of attorney who's no longer living. So what we do with our documents is when clients come in, we'll just say, let's take a look at what you have now. Maybe you don't need anything new. And there's some people we say to them, you don't need our help right now. But there's a lot of other people that we say, we need to update this. This person's no longer living in Buffalo. This wasn't signed, or a change in circumstance. Maybe somebody got recently married and they have their own kids. So there's always changes in life. And all those people we encourage come in when life changes or when things may change, and we'll just make sure you're up to date.
Absolutely. And families change. And you know what? You may have an opinion on how you would like your estate settled. You may have been estranged from someone in your family. And if you don't work this out ahead of time, you know, they're going to be there with everybody else. And Amanda, maybe you can weigh in on this, because estate planning and being an estate administrator can really let someone know that their final plans will happen exactly the way they wish.
Yes, that's absolutely correct, Linda. It's important to come in and ahead of time and get that set up and express how you want your estate, distributed to your family members, your friends, once you pass, because it's not always a guaranteed thing if you cannot get that set up ahead of time.
And Brian and Brad, there's an awful lot of people who don't do this because they don't think that they really have anything. I don't have much. It'll be split among my kids. But you really need to explain to people, in the way the legal system works, that's not always the case.
Linda, I have a situation right now where there's not a lot of money in this bank account, but the father was telling his daughter and son, and it's not biological, it's a stepdaughter and this and that, oh, you're taken care of. So, of course, they just believed what they heard. Father dies. Now it requires a 2 or 3 step process in court with something crazy called a kinship hearing, which is not only expensive, but now you're proving that people are related to other people. It gets really dicey when people think they have things set up and they don't have it reviewed by lawyers like us, who do this every day of our lives. And what it does is now it causes a tremendous amount of pressure, stress, and quite frankly, a lot of pain, because they don't, you know, these clients come in, I don't know what this means. Now I got a kinship hearing? What's a kinship hearing? Et cetera, et cetera. And we feel bad because we're like, oh boy. And you're right. If you do a little bit of planning and you come in and talk about it, it can happen so easily. Get done right.
Absolutely. And now more than ever, we're looking at a lot of blended families, and that's a beautiful thing. But like you say, there are now extra people. You might have your dad who's remarried. You might have your mom who divorced her second husband. And you have to look at all of these papers that were filed years and years ago and really make sure, take them to the Stamm law firm and make sure that everything is up to date and everything is still the way that you planned it to be. Now, let me just stop for a second and let everybody know where you guys are. The Stamm Law Firm has 2 locations in Williamsville and Clarence, or you can go to stammlaw.com. But in Williamsville, they're at 1127 Worley Drive, and in Clarence, they're right on Main Street. And they always say, let our family help your family. And each of their many attorneys has experience dealing with many, many different types of matters. You don't have to have a personal injury lawyer over here and then go to another office for your elder law. No, the Stamms can do it all for you, and they can tell you where you stand with everything. And you know, guys, as a little addendum to my dad's situation, when my sister went to take a look at all the legal papers, the lawyer had passed away. So that was even another, another barrier with how are we going to find all this stuff out? Now, this person has passed away, and they never, you know, had all their stuff moved from one office to the next. So you just never know. And that's a terrible feeling as you're getting older to say, I'm really not sure about how everything is going to pan out after I'm gone.
Linda, you know what's great about that? We remove those barriers from families' lives because, first of all, as my dad has always said, now Brad and I are taking over the law firm. He's slowly retiring. Mm-hmm. My brother has two kids in law school right now. We have young lawyers in our office. The Stams are going to be here for a long time. And that is a scary thing when someone says, well, his lawyer was up in Lewiston, but he's no longer in business or he passed away.
Right.
Where are you going to find these documents then?
Exactly.
Because not everybody keeps their documents at home. People lose their real estate stuff, their house deed. So these are critical things that it's nice to know a multi-generational family like ours will be here for the long run. We're Buffalo natives. We're Western New York natives. We're going to stay here for the remainder of our lives, and we're going to continue helping people of Western New York.
And Amanda, I'm sure you're finding out that when people come in, the Stams are like part of the family, and it is such a wonderful, secure feeling when you sit down to work with people who really know what they're doing and really can help you. And people, you know, a lot of people can go into a lawyer's office and feel very, you know, well, I'm kind of feeling a little insecure about all this, but you folks make everything so relatable, and you help people understand all the documents that you're signing, and you never do feel intimidated. You have more people leaving your office smiling and ready to come back, you know, for other documents they might need. It really takes all the fear out of and the intimidation out of going to a lawyer's office.
Yes, that's absolutely our goal, Linda, is to make everyone feel comfortable and really understand the documents that they're signing and to break it down in a simple way so that it can all go smoothly.
Yeah, and again, just as Brian and Brad are saying, folks, you're getting together with family this time of year. It's important to have those tough conversations because you'll find once you start talking, they're not as hard, believe it or not, to get through, and everybody has something to say, but I can guarantee that life can be much harder if you don't have those conversations. If you're going to do it with people like Greg and Brad and Amanda and their incredible staff, because there's so much information that you're going to come out with, and you're going to feel so good about how your estate will be handled. Everything will be spelled out for you. The stamlaw.com, stamlaw.com. It's very easy to remember. It's double M, stamlaw.com on the internet. Or please give their main number a call at 631-5767 and let their family help your family.
You know, Randy, it seems everybody's working for the weekend.
Exactly, and that's where we come in.
Yep, Western New York wakes up weekend mornings to Buffalo's early news.
Just as it does Monday through Friday.
I'm Hank Nevins, your Saturday morning host from 6 to 9.
And I'm Randy Bush over at your service Sunday morning from 8 to 10.
It's your weekend wake-up call with news, AccuWeather, sports, and more.
Like Liveline interviews, new movies, local entertainment, and Western New York events.
Saturday mornings with me, Hank Nevins.
And Sunday morning with me, Randy Bush over on WBEN.
Moving, downsizing, getting that cluttered basement, attic, or garage cleaned up, overwhelmed caregiver? Call Andrews Estate Service, your household liquidation specialist. They're a fully insured, family-owned business that has been cleaning up Buffalo and Western New York homes since 1986. They'll get the job done in a professional, timely manner. For estate sale planning and quality cleanup service, call 873-7440 or visit online at aes86.com. Andrews Estate Service will empty entirely all cabinets, closets, crawl spaces, cupboards, ledges, shelves, walls, etc. When you hire Andrews Estate Service to manage your estate sale, clean out your clutter, or sell your precious collectibles and mementos, you can expect them to sell, donate, repurpose, recycle, or dispose of your possessions with care and dignity. They offer seniors, veterans, and caregivers a special discount. Andrews Estate Service will reduce your stress. Andrews Estate Service will leave your house broom clean. Oh, yes, Andrews Estate Service will even vacuum your basement and garage. If you're a senior, veteran, or caregiver, call 873-7440 right now for more information and a special discount.
What does the RedShare treatment really mean for you? It means getting answers without having to jump through hoops. It means getting access to the care you need so you can put your mind at ease. and getting more ways to stay active, while also helping those in our community who really need it. What does the Red Shirt Treatment mean? Having 1,000 local people who are all about your health. Learn more about independent health at redshirttreatment.com.
Senior Radio has become a valued resource to baby boomers and active seniors all over Western New York. Each week, we talk with local experts, bringing vital information on health and wellness, living options, legal and financial matters, along with leisure and local activities. If you or your organization would like to join me, Linda Pellegrino, on the show, message us at seniorradiobuffalo.com. That's seniorradiobuffalo.com to participate in this very relevant community resource. And be sure to tune in to Senior Radio Buffalo, Saturday mornings at 11 on WBEN. Hi, it's Linda Pellegrino, host of Senior Radio Buffalo. What if I told you you could travel without the hassle of planning, navigating, or organizing your trip? Travel Brilliant and Senior Radio can make that happen. Join me on a once-in-a-lifetime trip through the Canadian Rockies on the famous Rocky Mountaineer. Rocky Mountaineer has elevated rail travel to match the grandeur of Western Canada's most majestic landscapes. But you must hurry. This trip is almost sold out, and there are limited seats left. May 2022 is the perfect time to join in our continuing adventures to experience Gold Leaf service while forging new friendships and memories over gourmet meals and awe-inspiring views from Vancouver Harborfront, Lake Louise, Banff, and finishing in Calgary. What's included in your Rocky Mountaineer vacation? Superior luxury hotel accommodations, ground transfers, all-day light train travel, breakfast daily, 2 lunches on board, daily sightseeing tours, national park pass, and much more. Time is running out. Contact Denise from Travel Brilliant today at 417-7824. That's 417-7824. We look forward to welcoming you aboard.
WBEN.
Hey, everybody. Linda Pellegrino back with you here on Senior Radio Buffalo. It's a new year, folks. This is a year where we're going to look forward. We're going to take a good look, take stock of ourselves as we move forward into this new year. We've had some setbacks with COVID and this and that. But you know what? The bottom line is we're all in it to feel as good as possible and to live our best lives for as long as we have them. That's my New Year's resolution for sure. So someone who is now being added to our wonderful Senior Radio Buffalo family is Aaron Tallman from SAS Shoes. Now, if you are a customer of SAS Shoes, you're nodding your head because, as you know, I'm picky when it comes to who's on Senior Radio with me. I want to make sure people say, if it's good enough for Linda, it's good enough for me. Well, let me tell you, what the products that Aaron has over at SAS Shoes are good enough for me because I am very happy with my SAS Shoes. And when you hear Aaron and you hear his passion for what they do and his family's passion from so many years, you're going to agree, too, that really from this point on, you're going to treat your feet with the respect they deserve by heading over to SAS Shoes. So good morning, Aaron. Nice to have you here on Senior Radio.
Good morning. Thank you, Linda.
You know, while I was there with my husband, I noticed that people were constantly coming in and out. People want to see what your latest styles are because you have everything in such an array of sizes, widths, and sizes for women, whether they want some wedges or heels or slippers or sneakers or socks. You have such an incredible amount of product there at your store. And I can imagine, Aaron, that that's part of the SAS story, really.
It really is. Just having all the different offerings for all the customers that come in the door, not just a specific group. We try and have a wide variety. Obviously, we can't have everything, but we try and have a wide variety to fit in for most people's needs and style-wise as well.
Yeah, because you know what? If you're coming in because you're now looking for better footwear, you're not maybe you don't really know much about your foot and you don't know why you're having the pain or the issues that you have. But the SAS experience, Aaron, you and your staff of Donna and Ron have this incredible experience with your family, just helping other families throughout the years. And it's a real personal experience once you get there.
It really is. We try and, ask questions with the customers and find out if they're having any foot issues, foot problems, and really help solve those for them and give them more comfortable footwear experience, whether it's at work or just casual walking or at the gym. Just give them more comfort, overall comfort, and for a healthier lifestyle.
Yeah, and what I learned was that, listen, if you're just going to pick a pair of shoes from a random store, that shoe has been cut and you have to slam your foot into it and hope that it's going to fit your foot, okay? When you get to SAS, they find the shoe that will that is basically custom made to your foot shape. I mean, you have different sizes, you have different widths. Instead of just getting the one size fits all, which is probably the basis of your problems, you can help somebody with an orthotic and then the correct shoe that helps the orthotic do what it needs to do.
That's correct. And, you know, what we do is we take the time and we measure each customer, both feet, you know, because right and the left foot, they're different. They're not the same. And find shoes that fit their foot type. And along with that orthotic insert, it offers them a more custom foot footwear.
You know, it's funny, Aaron, because basically as we get older, all we want to do is cover up our feet. You know, I mean, we're not happy with our feet. We're not proud of them. But you know what? Our feet have done a tremendous job for us. They've carried us all these years with weight changes and different weather and being covered up and not being allowed to, you know, get the air. Things that we have done to our feet. Don't be embarrassed by your feet to keep you out of going to SAS shoes. Every single foot that's created is different from somebody else. And you know that there. And talk a little bit about your orthotic machine so people can step on it and it can tell you where you're holding your weight and some of the issues on your foot. I found that extremely revealing.
Yes, the Atrex foot scanning technology we offer, it's a digital footprint analysis, and it shows the pressure points. So if you're having issues on the outer ball of the foot, or say we're a bunion, things like that, that'll actually show right up there on the foot scan. And then based on that, it'll recommend an orthotic that'll help redistribute the pressure and weight distribution, give you overall better comfort, balance, and support. And you add that into one of our shoes, and it makes a world of difference for all-day comfort.
Yeah, and let me tell you, talk about the variety. You have beautiful sandals, slippers, shoes, sneakers, heels. I mean, it goes on and on and on no matter what you're looking for. And these shoes are beautifully made right here in the USA. You get them, you know they're not going to fall apart. And when you put them on, your foot practically goes, ah.
Yes, yes. And that's the nice thing. The SAS, you know, it's San Antonio Shoemakers. They built their shoes on the foot shape of people's feet. And they're shoemakers. So they're not just cookie cutter making stylish, you know, shoes that don't fit people's feet correctly. SAS, it's about making shoes that fit people's feet and their foot shape, and they're more comfortable in turn. So it makes a big difference when you have shoes that fit properly.
Oh, my gosh. And I saw everybody who was leaving your store had a bag, and they were smiling. You know what I mean?
Right,
because
right.
This is one of those things where a lot of people just go in, just get a shoe, and let's get out of here. Because they've never been comfortable. They've never been happy. And that's why shoes aren't made. The average shoe that you're getting out there is a cookie cutter shoe. And our feet are not. And that's what I've learned over at SAS, that great SAS experience. And Aaron, you make it as easy as possible for people to come in and enjoy that experience. You're open Monday through Saturday. You're right there at Main and Transit, Transit Town Plaza, right there. And you can come in through Main. You can come in through Route 5. And right next to you is Route 5 Boots. So maybe you need boots for work or you know, just for leisure time, and you're having issues with your feet and your boots. You can help with that, too.
Yes, our sister store right next door, Route 5 Boots and Shoes, offers a wide variety of different brands from hiking, work boots, whether it's safety toe or soft toe, for around the house doing yard work, winter boots. We offer all different styles and brands next door that we can help people as well as the SAS. So we've got both sides to work with and lots of variety for our customers.
Aaron, you have been in this business a long time. Your father was in this business. Your grandfather. What kind of you have great relationships with the people that come in the store. What have you learned from your previous generations about people in Western New York and how to treat your customers?
Well, you know, it really comes down to customer service, taking the time with each customer and really building that relationship with them and getting to know them and just treating people the right way. That's what it's all about. And just do that. You know, our store is it's our home, and we welcome each customer in, and just like it's our own house, and treat them how we want to be treated. And customer service and just helping each and every customer that comes in the door.
Yeah, I can tell you, my husband was super happy by the time we left, and he hasn't been out of his SAS shoes since he's been converted, so to speak. And we talked about that in our last segment, that my husband has been on his feet his whole, you know, working career, and now has a bit of arthritis, plantar fasciitis, maybe a hip issue. So going places and slipping shoes on was not his first, you know, idea. He's been very, very sedentary since a lot of these things have crept up on him. But once he experienced the SAS shoes, and he went in and got sneakers and he got loafers, I mean, he just was so pleased with the end result that he's a new guy. So I thank you for that personally, because now he's ready to go out and do some traveling and do a little dancing. And, you know, and again, it starts from the bottom up, folks. It's a new year. We want to start taking a look at things that haven't been good in the past and things that we can fix. And what we can fix is your footwear, especially if you go to SAS Shoes. SASShoesBuffalo.com, right there at the corner of Main and Transit. Give them a call at 716-631-1002. And you tell Aaron, Linda sent you.
Moving, downsizing, getting that cluttered basement, attic, or garage cleaned up. Overwhelmed caregiver? Call Andrews Estate Service, your household liquidation specialist. They're a fully insured, family-owned business that has been cleaning up Buffalo and Western New York homes since 1986. They'll get the job done in a professional, timely manner. For estate sale planning and quality cleanup service, call 873-7440 or visit online at aes86.com. Andrews Estate Service will empty entirely all cabinets, closets, crawl spaces, cupboards, ledges, shelves, walls, etc. When you hire Andrews Estate Service to manage your estate sale, clean out your clutter, or sell your precious collectibles and mementos, you can expect them to sell, donate, repurpose, recycle, or dispose of your possessions with care and dignity. They offer seniors, veterans, and caregivers a special discount. Andrews Estate Service will reduce your stress. Andrews Estate Service will leave your house broom clean. Oh, yes, Andrews Estate Service will even vacuum your basement and garage. If you're a senior, veteran, or caregiver, call 873-7440 right now for more information and a special discount.
Thanks for listening to another great episode of Senior Radio Buffalo, the local radio show that focuses on informing and educating our baby boomer and active senior community. Each week, we'll bring you local experts whose vital information is relevant to your life. To show your appreciation, make a suggestion, or participate on the show, message us at SeniorRadioBuffalo.com. Join Linda Pellegrino next Saturday for another episode of Senior Radio Buffalo. Brought to you by Danisco Strategic Group.